Greetings to you today in Jesus' name. May God bless you and keep you in the light of his countenance. I'm thankful today to be able to share from God's Word, and we've looked at some Old Testament, if you've been following along, and some New Testament. I'm going to go back to a psalm here. I'd like to read out of Psalm 17, and again, I encourage you, go back and reread and study and let God speak to you also. His Word is alive and powerful, and he will do it, and he will speak to you. So I encourage you to go back through these scriptures and let God show you even a fuller view than what I'm going to share with you today. Just a little tidbit here that I can share. Hopefully it will encourage you to get more and to go and to feast on God's Word. Psalm 17, and right under that my Bible says, A Prayer of David. And so just keep that in mind as we read. This is a prayer from David. He says, Hear the right, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips. Let my sentence come forth from thy presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the path of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about. And I'll stop right there. It continues on, and you can read that later, and I hope you will. But I just want to hit a few things here that we've talked about. Here's David. He's bringing a prayer to God, and he says, You've proved me. You've visited me in the night. You've tried me. And because he was hiding under the shadow of the Almighty, he was getting strength from God. And he was able to cry out to God out of a pure heart. And he expresses here that God has delivered him from the paths of the destroyer. God was doing something in David's heart, showing him who he was and that he was the one that sustains and keeps men. And he's in control of all the affairs of the men, of men, mankind. He asked God to help him not to slip, that his footsteps would be secure. He says, I've called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me. David had confidence that as he called out to God, God would hear him. And then he says, O God, incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. Now, sometimes we're stronger in a moment than others, but David knew that if he cried out to God, that God would hear him, and that was comforting to him. Then in verse 7, he says, Show thy marvelous loving kindness. This is something that David tasted and saw, the loving kindness of God. It's something I want to learn more about, the loving kindness of God. I really think that we can benefit from thinking on these things. And I know that God is a holy, almighty God, and there are some, to be in his presence, we should tremble, because he's almighty, holy God, and we have sin. But there's a side to him here that is a marvelous loving kindness. That's something I really want to know more about. Then he says, O thou that savest by thy right hand Okay, I'm going to just stop right there for a minute. David's acknowledging God saves by his right hand. But not just everybody, not just anybody. God's willing. But listen what else he says here. He says, O thou that savest by thy right hand, them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. David was a man that knew what it was, what it felt like to be hunted like a dog. He knew what it felt like to have men pursue him to the death, wanted to kill him, get rid of him. David knew those things. I've never experienced anything like that. Maybe someday we will, but it's not anything I can relate to. But David did. He knew that there was sometimes just a step between life and death for him, according to his own words. He knew it. But he also found in that time that God was sustaining him, and he learned to put his trust in God. And he says here that God's loving kindness is marvelous, and that by his right hand he saves those that put their trust in him from those that rise up against them. And he wants God to keep him as the apple of the eye. And he wants to be able to hide under the shadow of his wings, the wings of the Almighty, a safe place. I believe that's still a message for us today. I take courage with that and hope in that, that God allows us to find him in that place as well. Even though we're probably not hunted, but there are still some trials, there are some persecutions we go through, and there is a resting place in the Lord. He saves those who put their trust in him. And I know he gives us opportunities, not exactly like David had, but in some ways similar. We need God to save us, to help us, to get us through something. God is faithful, and he will do it. Those that put their trust in him, he will save them. And I just want to encourage you today. I don't know who's listening to these messages, but God does. And I would say to you today, if you are not born again, if you have not received forgiveness from sin and cleansing, I just want to encourage you, put your trust in the Lord. Seek him with all your heart. He will save you. He will show you how to do that, to surrender your life to him. 2 Corinthians 5, we're told in there that if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. God makes a new creation in the heart. He transforms a man. Old things, it says, behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's what God does in the human life for those that put their trust in him. Seek him. If you don't have that experience, seek him. Ask him. Look to him. He will show you the path of life, and he will make you a new creation if you'll just come to him humbly and pray and seek him with all your heart. Maybe all of you that are listening have already done that. I don't know. But if you haven't, there is opportunity to do that even today. May God bless you as you walk in the light of his word.